These numbers go up 2.7%. The overall number goes up 2.7%.
Yes.
Does your share increase 2.7%?
Yes, yes, because the total project goes up 2.7%, and so our 25% share of that automatically goes up 25% also.
Where does your money come from?
That'll be a decision for the board when the time comes when that project gets funded by the state.
What are some of the possible options?
Possible is fundraising through our foundation, issuing some bonds, or using existing capital that we already have.
Are there any worries as these projects, not just this one, but the Canton project also, stay on this list and don't get funded, that they're going to become too expensive for the college?
Absolutely. Well, and the issue we have is, like this, these are increasing 2.7%, but the issue we have is we recently have received funding for another project in Canton that the percentage increases that the state allowed didn't keep up with the actual cost increases that happen naturally. And so what happens is when the project finally gets funded, there's not enough funding there for the original concept.
The Canton project sounds like it's higher on the list than the Macomb project.
The existing Canton ramp document was put on roughly 12 years ago. The Macomb project, because we just purchased this facility in 2006, was put on probably about 3 years ago.
Could you explain exactly what you have planned here in Macomb for the ramp project?
It would be the completion of the East Jackson site. Right now, the entire building is 81,000 square feet. We've completed or we've renovated 15,000 square feet so far, so we have another 66,000 square feet. So our hope is that we could renovate that side of the building and then be able to move all of our operations from the Johnson Street out here.
Thought so, just making sure.
And is there any possibility you might keep some out at the current location, or you really think everything needs to be here?
It depends on what we can do out here. If we find that we need more space out here for some new programs and we don't have enough space for what we currently have there, then that's a possibility. If we finished the space we have right now, that would give us roughly twice as much classroom space as we currently have. So it's a very good possibility that we could bring everything out here. We'd like to bring everything out here because we resolve our parking issue that we have currently there, and also the issues of being in a building that's 100 years old. And so we could eliminate all those issues by coming out here.
Yeah. If you move all the classes out here, would it be your intention then to sell the old building, or would you find another use for it?
We would be in position of disposing it somehow, whether we sell it or what, that would be the board's decision.
Okay.
But we would more likely not try to keep it.
Okay.
With the Macomb project not even being in the top 50 of the capital projects in the state, any feel for how long it might take before you can actually start proceeding with the rest of the building?
The Canton project that was funded 3 years or 2 years ago was on the list for 12 years, and it sat at project number 16 for years, and so this is not even in the top 50. I mean, we're talking, 10 years down the road before at least. I have no clue though.
You have any thoughts on when this facility might be fully renovated? It's not even in the top 50 list for the state right now.
If you're waiting for state dollars, you'll be waiting for a very long time. I think that we're going to be looking at this facility expansion as a board, and we're going to be looking at other sources of revenue to make that happen. We're committed to having an additional facility here, to using as much of the 81,000 square feet as we have possible. It's just however we can put the funding together, and the state of Illinois is one component of that.
Are you having to heat and cool that other section right now?
The only thing that we heat and cool at this point in time is the 17,000 square feet that we're probably operating. The anticipation is that when we do the expansion, we'd be looking at some type of geothermal to do the rest.
assuming state funding is going to be out of the question, at least maybe, you know, in our lifetimes, what kind of funding options would you like to see for the expansion?
Well, I'm not saying what type I'd like to see. I'd like someone to walk in and write me a check, but that's not going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of options available to the board that we can explore on different type of funding, bonds, bond funding, revenue bond funding, special source, grants, multiple things that we can get to use to fund a facility.